One and a second community connection for us this morning, an opportunity to catch up with one of our area nonprofit organizations. And if you have driven by either one of the two locations, they so far have had a busy summer. We're talking about the Boys and Girls Club and Director of Resources Development, Marketing, Communications, and Public Face of the Facility. Boys and Girls Club, it is Anna Fisher. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Happy to be here.
Well, happy to have you in here on this damp Tuesday morning.
Little damp out, but I know our yard needs the rain, so I'm sure others do too.
Yeah, I would say I'm not going to complain too badly other than, I don't know, maybe impose the rules from Camelot. It can't rain till after 8 o'clock. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, things have been busy around your place.
Yes.
I've driven by a few times, mm-hmm. and okay, I didn't see the building walls bulging from all the kids, but
well,
I know you're busy.
We are busy. Yeah, I just was driving down Frank Phillips, and since it's, you know, kind of dark outside, light inside, you can really see all the kiddos in there at, you know, whatever, 9:30 in the morning. It's already full, and our Seminole location is always just busting at the seams. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. So it's been a really exciting summer. This is the first summer that I've been on staff at the club, so everyone tried to prepare me for how loud it was going to be and how busy. But I've been really impressed with our program staff. They've done a really good job of keeping the groups all rotating, so they're never all in the facility at one time. The kids mm-hmm. get to go on a lot of field trips, so that helps it not be quite so overwhelming. So those of us that need to sit down at a desk occasionally and get some stuff done, we can do that.
Well, and I know the focus during the school year on your programs mm-hmm. is academics first.
Right, yes.
And I have no doubt, although I don't know for sure what's mm-hmm. going on, you're mm-hmm. having a lot of fun, you're taking some inspirational field trips,
right.
but there's still, you haven't neglected the rest
right.
of the mission.
Absolutely. We still have in our learning center our little library carve out, so the kids rotate to that area every day where they can read and play board games and do things that they don't necessarily think are learning games. We do a lot of high activity with them where they're having to do math challenges or sight words or things like that. So they just think they're playing a game and having a competition, but it's really just keeping them stimulated and trying to reinforce the things that they learned in school so that they don't go into August and have forgotten everything that they learned.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, traditionally, okay, we never really forgot everything, but it was kind of like we had to relearn how to think.
Right, yes, it kind of takes you a little bit to get into it. So I think that's a really important part of our summer program is that it is a lot of fun, but it is structured time. So they're still having, you know, to go to their different rotations just like they do in school, and they still have to follow rules and be responsible and be respectful. So outside of just those academic things, we're reinforcing, you know, those behavior things like what is appropriate and what's not appropriate, and you know, how to sit still when you need to sit still. So those things I hope the teachers will appreciate come August.
Well, I know Mom and Dad will.
Yes.
And part of it, you know, historically, going back to probably day one, yes, there was still that school emphasis, but you have always had a mission of character development as
right.
well.
Right, absolutely. You know, we have different, we have Keystone Club, which is for our teens, mm-hmm. and then we have Torch Club, which is for our younger kids, and then we have different programs that are just for girls, like Smart Girls, and we have different programs just for boys, Passport to Manhood. So it's important for those kids that, you know, need to just be with their gender and talk about some hard things. They can do that. And then for the kids that are responsible and want to get out into the community, we have those programs where it's exposing them to a world outside of just themselves and even just outside of our club. You know, they get to go on a lot of different to a lot of different agencies and experience things that otherwise they wouldn't know were out there.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what, again, traditionally has been the mission of Boys and Girls Club, at least mm-hmm. in Bartlesville,
mm-hmm.
is getting connected to all these other resources.
Right.
You hold hands with organizations like Westside Community Center mm-hmm. with, if I started naming them, I probably shouldn't even mention one because I'll leave somebody else
right.
out.
Right, yeah.
But part of it is the fact that you maybe overlap 1% so that you're right up with some
mm-hmm.
other group.
Yeah, you know, I think that's very true. There's a lot of really amazing organizations in Bartlesville, and I think we all have the same overlapping mission of making the community better, and we just go about that in different ways. You know, we are a youth development organization. We're open when the schools aren't open. We do mentoring, but that's not all we do. And so it's, I think for any kid, they can find an organization here that can serve them well. And we feel like at the Boys and Girls Club that we try to serve the most kids the most often and have the biggest impact. And we need our partner agencies to help us accomplish those goals, because we cannot serve all of those kids by ourselves. And we cannot wrap their families without the help of our fellow agencies.
And you had one of your youth staff members in here a couple of weeks ago, and the enthusiasm in his voice, the look on his face, I know it was radio, I got to see it, the rest of the listeners just got to hear it. You build enthusiasm in each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was really cool for me to get to hear from Devin, who, you know, is 18-year-old guy, you know, who most you'd think maybe aren't that enthusiastic about everything, but
I think they're typically enthusiastic, but I was surprised
about the right things, he is just a great example of, you know, what we are trying to accomplish for every single one of our members. And I love what he said, that he, you know, loves the relationships, because I get to see that in the club. I get to see him walk through the halls and have all these little kids follow him. Like, he really truly sets good examples, and I can say that of all of our junior staff members, all of our teens, you know, that they're setting good examples for one another and for those younger than them, which is really cool to be able to see, because, you know, the younger kids respond really well to those older teens, older fifth, sixth grade kids that are setting good examples. Sometimes when you're an adult, they think, oh, you just have to say that. But when they hear, you know, when they hear it from someone that is closer to their age, I think that they respond even better, because they're like, oh, well, you know, if you think that's cool and if this is what you're doing, then I want to do that too, you know, and have it be positive things.
Yeah. And I realize that you know, you don't have them all day long. There are still other influences in their life. But when you've got them, particularly in the summertime, for the number of hours per week that you're with these youngsters, you have to believe that you're building the future generation of adults.
I absolutely believe that. And, you know, especially in the summer program, having our staff, you know, create these caring relationships with our kids, where you would walk in and you might think, there's no way that you would know everybody's name. And they can walk through and they know every kid's name. They know something about that kid, something about their family, because we really try to spend the time getting to know our members, and we want them to feel connected and special and important while they're at the club, because they are. And that takes time. And it takes being intentional, and it takes a really good staff. You know, we don't have, nobody can just hold up the wall. That's what they like to say. No, just standing around and watching or being on your phone. They're being engaged with the kids. They're playing with the kids, and they're building those relationships where, you know, they are being mentors, whether the junior staff realizes that or not. That's what they're doing.
And it's that, yes, being intentional, but I think also being willing to just, you know, be yourself and have some fun with them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think when I was volunteering at the club before I started working there, intimidated is not the right word, but I hadn't spent that much time around kids. And so I was thinking, oh my gosh, well, I have to have all these lesson plans and all this stuff really figured out. And it's like, no, they just want to spend time with you, and they just want your attention, and they just want to hold your hand and play games. Like, you know, that's what they want to do. They just want your attention. And if you can just go and have fun with them and get down on their level, that's all they want. You know, they don't need some really well thought out, rehearsed. I was helping with art projects, so it was like, you know, they wanted some structure, and they expected me to be a little more artistic than I was. But just letting them be creative, you know, and have that free space where they can relax and be themselves is really important.
Depending on which school we're talking about, school starts in about a month.
Yes, I know. I can hardly believe it. The summer has gone so fast.
And with the summer starting, that means you'll get to back, I guess, a little bit more of your day, because you'll be prepared for them to invade around, depending on when they get there, around 3 o'clock.
Yep, about 3 o'clock. So our hours will change, and the structure will change. But we are hoping that we can retain a lot of our summer members. We have the majority of our members attend the club year round, but we do have those kids that just come in the summer, this or that. But we hope that the summer is so fun and so engaging for them that they want to keep coming back to the club, and they want to keep being involved with our programs. And so yeah, our summer program will start back up when school starts back up, which is crazy. So I don't think we've opened enrollment yet for after school. We're still a little too in the thick of summer, but that will happen. And it's just $15 for the whole school year. We do transportation from majority, if not all, of the Bartlesville public schools in one way or another, whether the public schools drop off or we have a few buses that we pick up, and then we always do dinner. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's a good place for kids to be after school.
And I know that you are so into the day-to-day that sometimes you don't always have time to think about, you got a construction project still coming up, you know?
Yes, you know, we do. And I think that, obviously, safety is going to be our number one thing with the construction of the new facility, since it will be on the same campus site, I guess you could say, that our Seminole location is. So I think you'll
have a fence and as much separation
and,
as you can.
As much as we can. And we won't be using that back part open space, but we still have the field across the street that's fenced in that we can go outside and play. And so I don't think too much of the kids' day-to-day will be disrupted. And I've been told our parking will be about the same as it is right now, which is non-existent. So that shouldn't be too much of a change for us. So it's, but it'll be really exciting to start seeing that physical change start happening. And I think the kids are going to be really excited.
Well, and I mean, I was there for the announcement. I haven't interacted with your members much since that time, but again, once they see, you know, actually something going vertical,
right,
then they're going to get excited and be very impatient, I think,
yes,
for it to get started.
I think that's right. We still have the huge banner that we had when we announced, and we also got to take that to Harley Party. It is hanging up in our gym right now. And so just the other day, some of the girls were asking me, they said, is the yard going to be as nice as it is in this picture? It's like, probably. It's like, so it's still right in front of them, you know, and they do. It's almost this surreal, like, is this really going to happen? Yeah. Is this really going to be our new building? So, yeah, I think once it starts moving, they'll be antsy to get over there.
Now you had completed a large majority of the fundraising,
right,
but last I knew, you're still not there yet.
That's right. We are still a little short of our $7 million goal. So we've had a great, just overwhelming response from individuals who live in Bartlesville, individuals who worked in Bartlesville and have retired elsewhere, from foundations, some corporate partners. So, but we still have, you know, a little bit of a ways to go for this last push. And it's really exciting for me personally to get to be involved with this campaign as an employee and also as a donor, because I have seen the impact that this current facility has had for 60 years, and I can't even imagine how many more kids are going to be impacted in this new facility. And so for me to get to invest in that and invest in the future of not just the kids who are going to come through the doors, but then their families in the future and their kids in the future, I mean, it's not an opportunity that comes around very often to get to be a part of something like this. And I've been very excited for the response, and I think that has resonated with people. So there's still a little bit left to go, and it's an exciting thing to be a part of.
Well, it is. And I know you and I do both need to draw the line and say, okay, it is a new building. It will give you a lot more room. The walls won't bulge so much,
right,
at least till you grow more. But it's what goes on in between those walls,
yes,
that makes the club what you are.
Exactly. You know, I think this new facility is going to let us be a lot more strategic with our programming. We are having to be really creative with our space right now and how we use it, just because of space you know, capacity. And so when we move into this new facility, I think we'll be able to be even more impactful with our programs. I think we'll be able to offer more programming. I think we'll be able to offer more small group programming that right now we don't have many rooms where we can break down and be running multiple programs at the same time. Mm-hmm. Just because we don't have the space to do that. So it's going to let us be a lot more impactful with our youth. And that's the main reason. You know, we're not doing it for a fancy building, or we'd like our roof not to leak. And that's, you know, just goes without saying. But it's going to allow us to be a lot more impactful with our programs, which is the main, you know, the main thing that we're trying to accomplish.
But on days like this when it is raining, it's kind of like get the buckets.
I know I didn't check the gym this morning, so hopefully we have them, you know, on standby just in case we need to pull them out. But it is an exciting time, and you know, we rely on the community's support for what we do and the programs we run. And you know, the only way we can keep our members' dues low, just $25 for the whole year, is because the community supports us and allows us to provide those services for those kids without making their families carry that financial burden. It costs us a lot more than $25 per kid to run that facility and run those programs and be impactful and serve meals and do transportation and do fun field trips. And we're able to do that because of the operating support that we receive.
And you probably don't know the number, and I'm not going to ask you, but if you were to look at what you do and put it out there on a menu of mm-hmm. fee for service,
right.
You know, paying for the actual cost
right.
of a kid
yeah.
just in the summertime.
Yeah. No.
You know, you're saving a lot of money.
You are. And I don't know broken down by program specifics, but the last math we did, it was about $775 per kid for the whole year. So if you think every kid pays $25 for their membership, that's still a $750 per kid fee that somehow has to come from some other source. You know, we don't want it to come from the parents. That's been something that our board has been very adamant about, even though we've continued to grow and grow and grow, and we will continue to grow and grow. The revenue we receive from program fees is 2% of our budget. You know, so the parents and caregivers, they have a little skin in the game, but we aren't expecting them to carry the true load of what these services cost.
No,
that's not what the club's there for.
No, I was simply trying to show the bargain that you are to
not only
to the members, but to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I think the schools do an amazing job for what the schools are there for. But just like it takes an army to raise a kid, you know, it takes the parents and caregivers, it takes the schools, it takes outside resources as well, like the club, so that we can just wrap these kids and make them into caring, productive citizens. Mm-hmm. And we need every angle of that. You know, we need everybody in the community to wrap our kids so that then they want to stay here and they want to give back to the community and they, you know, are responsible. And that's the end goal for us.
Well, and you mentioned something that we haven't talked about for a while, and I don't know how often it happens other than I know it happens, figuratively speaking, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got graduates of your program, for lack
right.
of a better name,
mm-hmm.
that are coming back when they come back from college or when they come
right.
back from work, and mm-hmm. they come back and you say, I used to be here.
Yeah. You know, just over Christmas break, Nakia Smith, who was our Youth of the Year 2 years ago, 2 years ago, she came back to the club before she had even made it home. Like, the club was her first stop. And she's on a full ride at OSU right now. And that just shows how important the club is. And I have seen her face all around, you know, and we have those kids who are new graduates that come back. And then we have those that graduated and moved out of Bartlesville a long time ago that still come back and say, you know, I grew up in this club. And that's really cool to be able to see.
It is. And no doubt if they were to start sharing stories about what they did in the club,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking to, you pick the age, a 10-year-old right now,
mm-hmm.
the story, the names may change, but the story is the same.
Right, exactly. You know, and I think that's what's really cool about the Boys and Girls Club is that even as it grows and, you know, we become more tech savvy and this and that, it's still just about relationships. And it's just all about relationships with one another, with their peers, with the staff. And, you know, they played pool back in the day, just like our kids are playing pool now. They might not have played video games, but in some form, you know.
When they weren't doing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I know. Whatever that even is. But yes, it's, and those kids will keep you young. That's true, too. The things they're into is, it's funny. It's always changing. But the core of it is always the same. It's just them getting to know themselves better, know each other better, and spend time with our staff. And that's just what it all boils down to.
As you get into the school year, and mm-hmm. not that I'm trying to leave the summer behind, you got about a month, but yeah, that means that your need for more volunteers steps up.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, we run a STEM program, and we're actually expanding our STEM program this school year, thanks to the Community Foundation. We're able to break it down so that our younger members can kind of get a little better of the basics down before they get into, you know, being 8, 9, and 10, where their knowledge has grown. We found that last year we were trying to hit too many age groups. And so now we can break it down. But that means that we're going to be running two STEM programs. So we need more volunteers. And we have an art room that, you know, thankfully, we've been able to have a summer program all summer, thanks to the Bartlesville Education Promise. But the art teacher that has been helping us, she's going to go back to school. And you don't have to be an art teacher, but we need people just to come in and spend time with the kids, come in and read with them. We do Power Hour, which is our homework help. If you want to get your exercise in, come to the Boys and Girls Club, because we will play dodgeball and capture the flag and all kinds of things, and you'll be interacting with the kids, and you'll get your hour of cardio in without having to be on a treadmill.
And that makes it, I guess, more fun.
Yes, I think it does. That's what I tell myself, at least.
I think treadmill, enthusiasts, if there is such a thing, would say it gets boring when you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and at our teen center, we have our career launch program, which has really, really grown. And that's been cool to see just all the different industries that are represented in Bartlesville, you know, from our small businesses to our self-employed to our large corporations. We're getting to expose these kids to a lot of different areas and a lot of different education options. So if you have something, you know, that you want to let kids come in and job shadow you, or you'd like to give a program about how you got to where you are, we would love to have that, because just, again, the more we can expose our kids to what happens outside of high school, the better prepared they're going to be whenever they graduate, and then they will have a plan and they will know the steps that they need to take to get where they want to be.
Yeah. And again, you can say, well, you know, it was X number of years or decades since you mm-hmm. were in high school or you were that age. That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you, whether you realize it or not, like, you are an expert at what you do. And just sharing that and sharing your life experience, that's what these kids need. Just again, to expose them to things that maybe they haven't thought about, maybe interests they didn't know that they had because they didn't know it was available for them or it was attainable for them. And that's what we try to do.
Well, and I think even if you're you know, approaching retirement age or been retired already, and you mm-hmm. talk about how things changed over your career from right. how you did it first mm-hmm. to how you did it last.
Yeah. Exactly. And how you just have to be, you know, adaptable and constantly learning. And those are lessons that our kids need to learn. And the more individuals that we can have that come in and share their unique experiences, the better. Because you don't know what specific story is going to resonate with what kid. And so, you know, they all will pull something different out of a program or out of a session. And so I think that's been really neat to see, too, something that connects with them where they have that spark and they're like, oh, man, like, I didn't realize that, or I didn't know I could do something like that, or I didn't know you did that in that career, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's just really eye-opening for them.
Well, how do you get somebody hooked up? How do you get a volunteer?
I think the easiest way would be to give us a call. Our office number is 918-336-3636. You can talk to myself, and I will get you plugged in with either Jacob Wilson, our team director, or Madison Glenn as our program director at our Seminole location, along with Cheryl Streets, and we can get you plugged in for whatever your interest might be. And if you think, hey, that sounds interesting, but I'm not really sure I want to commit to that, I would encourage you to come down and take a tour, see our kids, see what it really is like when you're not just hearing about it or this or that or reading about it. But when you actually see it in action, I think that you will have a hard time not coming back.
Well, and if you're that art person, and even if you only draw stick men, but you enjoy drawing stick men, your enthusiasm will carry across.
Yes, that is very true. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, again, thank you so much
for what
you're doing in the lives of the youth of the area.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate the support.
If somebody wants to stop by and take a tour,
yes.
Call first?
You can call first just to make sure that our club ambassadors are prepared for you, but they are always itching to give tours. So our Seminole location is 401 South Seminole Avenue, and then our teen center is right on Frank Phillips in Cherokee. But yeah, probably give us a call during the summer just because we might be running around on field trips.
Okay. And again, the school program starts real soon. Again, mm-hmm. depending on Copan starts school like on August 3rd. Bartlesville doesn't start for a couple more weeks after mm-hmm. that, but they're all going back.
Yeah, they're all going back. And we'll still have them.
Anna Fisher, thank you very much for your
thank
time this
you.
Morning. That's a second Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merritt.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Well, coming up on the program today, we'll talk about the focus group.